Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
People feel like making some noise tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. I have had the longest week of my life. I'm sorry for being late today, guys. I know out of all the shows to be late for, I choose the Halloween one. Well, I didn't really choose it. It just kind of happened. Life got in the way. And I even totally forgot that this week's show would be the Halloween show. I remember that I forgot last year. I don't even remember why I forgot last year. I think I was probably just busy. And I think I was lucky enough to have my show land on like November 1st. So it was still kind of like day after. The point of Halloween is All Saints Day anyways. And so I had like more of an All Saints Day show. And I think that was okay. But so I dropped the ball just a little bit. So I lost like 15, 20 minutes of my showtime, and I had to scrap together a very last-minute Halloween show. So I'm going to try my best for you guys today. Once again, I apologize for being, I don't know, for dropping the ball like I always do. It's getting really intense. I start off today's show with AFI off of their All Hallows EP. That song was a cover of the Misfits' Halloween. And then I was going to follow up with the Misfits version of Halloween, but I was like, no. I realize that's just a bit asinine to do that because the cover is pretty much the same thing. So I'm going to play some Misfits, but just not Halloween because I seriously just played it. So I'm going to play some other Misfits songs that I like. Perhaps you would like as well. And other Halloween-related songs. I just ended up picking songs that had to do with monsters and the night and darkness and shit like that. So we'll just see where this road takes us. As always, you can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you visit CITR's website, which is citr.ca, you have the option of downloading copies of this show and many other fine shows on our wonderful radio station. I hope you guys are ready for Halloween. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow for Halloween. I can't figure out if I'm happy that I'm going to be away from Vancouver on Halloween or if I'm kind of bummed because all my friends are here, but at the same time, Vancouver, the city, on Halloween night, especially if it's a Friday night, I don't know. I'm a pretty angry person. I think it just kind of makes me angrier. So we'll just see how that goes. I hope you all have your costumes ready. Apparently, a lot of people like my age don't really dress up anymore, which surprises me. Because I've been dressing up every year since... I don't think I've missed a year. Hello. I don't know. Anyways, doesn't matter how you celebrate Halloween or All Hallows Eve or Samhain or whatever you want to call it. I hope you guys have a good and safe time. Let's just get to the Misfits and see where this goes from here. This is Misfits on We All Fall Down.
I'm Yeah. you very much. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Howdy, hi, shindiggers. Come on in and join the fun.
Starting September 16th at the Railway Club, CITR presents Shindig. Shindig continues its tradition of offering the freshest underground music in this annual competition that spans 13 weeks and includes over 1,000 participants. 27 bands and musicians of all styles duke it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots. With three great bands each night and free audience prizes, what more can you ask for? This week's challengers are
Private Eyes, Hidden Fortress,
and The Magician.
Come on down every Tuesday at 9 o'clock to the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, for Shindig, where
you get to see the stars of tomorrow today. You don't have to wait an extra day.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Throw it
now
to
he's
the streaker.
Run with it. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam, you call it.
He's
you
into
call
the
it.
End zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
fell down. Oh, look at
that. Security fell down.
Go.
Security is coming.
He's going for
get
the
get up
memory.
The fence.
Oh, he's going.
You got to love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He's going to put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Once a year, on a spooky night, it's Halloween. And what a fright!
Young boys and ghouls in ghoulish disguise. They cover the skin, conceal their eyes.
A great mistake to be held when the ghosts are about. It's Halloween.
A time to be on the rest of the world. They don't observe this bash which has become our biggest concern.
Stop Halloween!
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
Then everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
We'll run your team.
Ouija board, Ouija board.
Spell this.
We don't want you here no more.
The writing's on the tombstone beneath the willow tree.
No more razor blades in our kids' candy.
Dead dogs and broomsticks, pumpkins and flames. Ending this night, ending this shame.
Bye.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. We are listening to Sun off of their album Black One. I think this song is called Candle Goat. Before this, you heard a song called Do They Know It's Halloween by a whole bunch of different artists. It was a song put together a couple years ago, 2005, I do believe, by various indie rock, indie pop artists like Beck, Arcade Fire, Feist, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Wolf Parade, Buck 65, Peaches, and a whole bunch of others, and they got together and wrote this song. They all have a line in it. It's pretty cute. And I believe it was some kind of fundraising effort. I don't remember the details because it was kind of a long time ago. Before that, I played Layer of the Minotaur off their album The Ultimate Destroyer. That song is called Grizzly Hound of the Pit. Before that, Comeback Kid off of Wake the Dead. That was the title track. And I started off that set with two songs by the Misfits. Two of my favorite songs off of their album Walk Among Us. Favorite songs by the Misfits. I started off with The Devil's Whorehouse and then played Astro Zombies after that. What did I want to say? I totally don't remember anymore. I'm burnt out, guys. This week has felt like a month. It has not been a fun one at all. Not at all. But yes, what I was going to tell you about CITR's fun drive. I mentioned this last week, and so maybe if you weren't listening last week or if you would like a subtle reminder, coming up very soon, CITR will be having our annual fun drive. This would be our third year doing it, I believe, and we will be having our fun drive on for about 2-3 weeks or so at the end of November. So start thinking about if and how much you would like to contribute, because the more money we can raise, the better we can make our station for you, the listener, and the community. So I've already started to put together what I wanted to give away to people that donate through my show, because when you call in and decide to donate to CITR's Fun Drive, you can list a show that you want to donate through, or you say the show that you like the most or listen to the most on CITR. And last year, for people that listed my show, I customized a one-of-a-kind t-shirt for each and every single person. This year I probably don't have time to make a different t-shirt for every single person, but I am putting together a design that I will screen print on shirts for people that donate over a certain amount of money, and list my show as one of the shows that they enjoy on CITR. So stay tuned for that. I drew it up already. I'm just tweaking it, and I will transfer it onto a screen very, very soon. It's pretty awesome. I like how it turned out. I don't know if I want to describe it to you. Let's just say that there's a Minotaur on it. It's pretty awesome. I don't know what it has to do with my show, but I drew it up and I thought it would be pretty rad. So I did it anyways. That's my story. Let's go back to some music now. I was looking at the quote-unquote Halloween playlist that I put together for you guys and realized that for the most part, this morning when I was like in a rush and everything to get out the door, anything that constituted as metal, I thought, would fall under the category of Halloween. So it turns out that most of my Halloween playlist is just metal. But I'm okay with that, and hopefully you are. So we are going to get to some metal right now. This is the latest album from a band that is coming to town, by the way, the Black Dahlia Murder. They have a new album out called Nocturnal, and they're coming to Vancouver December 7th, I do believe. They're playing at the Richards of the Commodore. I'll find out. I'll let you guys know. Let's play a song off of their latest album called What a Horrible Night to Have a Curse, which is a line from a video game. By the way, extra points if you could list which video game that's from. This is Black Dahlia Murder on We All Fall Down.
Thank you. You're gonna dip it fine. You want- shit. About this life we live in where I just want your flesh. I'm gonna eat it in the air. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I'm gonna walk with the zombies, baby. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I'm gonna walk with the zombies, baby. If I told you that you bore me, would you stand up and deplore me? Would you hate me, masturbate me, and tell your friends how you gave me? If I sold out by the harbor, would you cry, oh, what a bummer? Try to call me, be the signal. I guess I'll see you at my funeral. I don't wanna be alone.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. Thank you very much to everybody that listened in and called in this week. I'm really sorry that there was only, I don't know, 45 minutes of my show, something like that. It's been a tough week. I don't even want to get into it right now because I already divulge a lot of my personal life through this show. I really don't know how stoked people are on that. I just find it very therapeutic to talk about sometimes, and maybe I'm choosing the wrong outlet to do so. I don't know, but I hope you guys are having an awesome week, and I hope you guys have an even better weekend. Play it safe, but have a good time. If you have any awesome costumes, I would really like to hear about them. Perhaps you can call me next week or send me a photo or something like that, because I'm somebody that gets really excited about Halloween costumes. I put a lot of thought into my own every year. This year has been different. I still have one, but there have been more important things going on in my life. So it's not going to be half-assed. It's just not going to be as awesome as my costumes were in previous years. So take photos. Tell me about what kind of parties you guys hit up this weekend, and have a good time, guys. I will leave you off now with the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack, because my 14-year-old emo self really, really, still really likes this movie, and still kind of enjoys the music. So I'm going to play the song entitled This Is Halloween. Have a great weekend, guys. I'll be back next Thursday, hopefully a little less stressed out. All right. Blech.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town, everybody's free.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce and howl. You'll scream!
This is Halloween!
Red and black
and slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream! Everybody scream!
In our town of Halloween,
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash, gone are the trace.
I am the who in the co-host there.
shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Tiddle-umblings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean. In our town of Halloween,
in this town,
don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat. You make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Wildman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king. Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
We call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
This is Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. Colin and I are sitting in a lush, I guess I won't say lush,
lounge,
a mildly opulent lounge,
slightly Frank Lloyd Wright looking lounge
in the Granville Island Hotel. We're sitting with Sean Tan. Now you're here for the Vancouver's Writers Festival. I think it's a week long affair. You've got a couple of things happening this week, but this, of course, will be playing afterwards, so it's not even really going to help for promoting anything. Yeah. But you are the man behind the arrival. Book of a significant amount of acclaim. I know a fair amount of comics folks have been ranting and raving in glee of how much they loved it. And I know the Comics Journal, the guy that does the blog for us, it was his book of the year. And recently featured in the Crazy Show here in Vancouver. So a bunch of Vancouverites will be familiar through there. You were it was kind of odd in the Crazy Show because your work was quite different from everything else that was in it.
Okay.
This is one that Art Spiegelman and Seth curated,
yes,
and everyone looked like they kind of followed that school of the post-underground.
Yeah.
And then there was your work, which was kind of from the different direction.
Yeah. I guess, stylistically isolated and geographically isolated too, yeah. Probably the furthest flung.
You were the only person that wasn't from North America.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was quite surprised about that because Raw Magazine, being what it was all about international and all these incredibly European folks. And it was surprising not to see anyone like Tardy or Mobius. Well, I don't think Spiegelman's big on the Mobius stuff, but everyone loves Mobius, I hope.
Yes, yeah.
So the question is, I think, why have we never heard of you before? Where have you been?
I guess because I haven't been moving in comic circles. That's probably the answer. My background, first of all, is in painting, studying fine arts at university. Not actually in a very practical way, but theory and criticism. But always interested in painting, you know, hoping to use that to become an artist of some sort. Eventually when I finished university, I realized I wasn't actually qualified for anything. You know, I sort of had a very nice arts degree. But while I was at university, I'd been working as a freelance illustrator, doing all sorts of odd jobs, you know, work that's totally unmemorable. I thought I'd have a go at that just to make ends meet, pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of looking around to try and see what work was available, I ended up doing a lot of children's picture books and various, you know, children's illustration, both educational and trade. That eventually led into picture books. At first I was like, oh, you know, something to do. I wasn't that interested in picture books, and I sort of thought of them as being for, like, you know, real little kids and not the sort of stuff that I was so interested in at the time, which was actually mostly adult science fiction. But, you know, I could see the opportunity to sort of steer it in a particular direction, and the editors were very receptive to my ideas. And so, 10 or so years later, after entering that world, I've ended up being able to do The Arrival, which has been regarded as a comic. But I didn't realise it was a comic until about a little way into the project. And that's when I actually started reading comics. You know,